Another event that we carried live was the Carnell West event at Aaron Davis Hall in Harlem. And WBAI presented the debate live. And I would just like to add that a number of these initiatives that we've had, we've actually had listeners calling in, listeners sending checks supporting these decisions that we have made to bring these events live to the community and to the tri-state area. I have had checks in my office where the listeners appreciate this and they want this to be done. So I'd like to thank everyone for that too. And also would like to just let everyone know that we did another event that was in June. And this event was held at Clearwater. And at Clearwater, what we did is we had a table there and we were able to meet the community from that area. We were able to really connect with them. This was during June and the weather was inclement. But we were there, all of us, in our rain cap, rain gear, and we really enjoyed it, and we think that this is a great event. It reflects the mission of the Pacifica Foundation, and we really appreciate everyone's support at that mission. Another upcoming event at WBAI is the West Indian American Day Parade and Carnival. And this event, we're planning to cover this as we have in the past. We have a number of staff at the station who are actually working to make this happen. And also what we're doing is that we are getting a group of people who perhaps didn't work as closely together previously. They're working together now. So we really appreciate that. So that's just some of the current events and recent events at WBAI. Now what I just would like to do is to go over briefly some of the accomplishments of WBAI over the last few months since we have had a change in management there. And first I'd like to say is that the past due rent for February and March, totaling nearly $60,000, was paid in May. The fund drive pledges, which Jamie Ross, chair of the local finance committee, has gone over this, is that the fund drive pledges total $7,856, which amounted to over actually $844,000. And I'd just like to say that the drive was the first to exceed the goal in over 12 successive drives. So again, thank you very much. And the amount pledged by credit card exceeded $500,000, or 60%, compared to a little over $300,000. Thank you.
You're doing a good job.
Okay, I'll go through. Yeah, basically, what I'd like to do is I'd just like to wrap up. I've sent my slides to the board. We will try to get the information available. You can find the information at you will be able to find this information at www.pacifica.org. And again, I thank the board. I thank everyone for coming out to the station last night for the party. I think everyone had a good time. So thank you very much.
That Serena Shakir and Serena Shakir and Mitchell Cohen.
Come on, y'all.
Serena Shakir.
I gave it because y'all don't give her an opportunity that you won't listen. I'm not gonna be mad. You've got to give these people a chance to get through those stories. Who can you know? Just a stick.
Okay, now we're going to hear from the chair of the LSB at WPFW. Please come to order.
Say this again. We want everyone to be quiet. We want everyone. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Could we
want
have everyone, quiet, please?
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Let's have order.
We're going to allow. We're going to allow Grace Aaron, LaVon Williams to answer the questions. They never answer the questions when they're asked on the air and in public meeting. So now we will hear what they have to say. The lawyer will give her instructions as to whether she's in violation. Our lawyer will interpret whether we're being shamed by his advice to her. We will not say anything. This will be a very quiet thing. Is that 15 minutes or 20 minutes, Ms. Aaron? Ms. Aaron, in response, is that 15 or 20 minutes? What do you all want? What's on the board?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
The board agrees.
So for 15 minutes, we will be quiet.
Okay. Hey,
can I say something for a second?
Is there any objection?
If we're only going to give 15 minutes, if we're only going to give 15 minutes, let's make the most out of this 15 minutes.
Could you turn on?
If we take 15 minutes and we
don't
hear
anything. Can we turn on the chairperson's mic, please? She's trying to make a statement.
John, do you have my mic on? Yes.
Thank you. She needs her mic
on. All right. We'll answer the questions that were raised already. This will take 15 minutes. Leslie will remind us of what the questions were. I will consult with Ricardo about any legal issues regarding the questions.
Grace, some of the questions were directed at me. Should I answer them?
Yes. Now, is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing no objection, we'll go on with that. But I want to tell the audience that if there's major disruption, we will stop and continue with the normal agenda. Okay. Leslie, what are the questions?
The first question. Why were I.O. Harrington and Bernard White banned from the station?
That's a personnel item that the lawyer will not allow me to answer for legal reasons. What's the next question?
Why is Pacifica running on a deficit and we're meeting in the Upper West Side? What is the cost of this meeting?
Jamie, can you answer that question?
Point of information, Chair.
Was this one?
Chair, point of information. Chair.
You know, we did actually listen to you. How about if you listen to us for a little while? Might that be nice?
What? Do you want to repeat that? Jamie can answer it.
Chair,
yes, Jamie. The next question is, why is Pacifica running on a deficit while we're meeting in the Upper West Side? What is the cost of this meeting? Upper East Side, excuse me. I'm from L.A.
Actually, my understanding is that the price for these accommodations was reasonable compared to what we have paid in previous years for New York City meetings. I don't have the numbers.
Can we give
next question.
The next question. Why did LaVarne Williams show up unprepared for the Finance Committee meeting where the budget was to be prepared?
I'm sorry, did you have an agenda saying that you were supposed to prepare budgets? I'm not aware of that. I never received an agenda in terms of what I was supposed to prepare for that meeting. Plus, I had a commitment to another meeting at that time, so I neither had an agenda nor I was also committed to another meeting that was being held by the staff or by a number of the employees at WBAI.
Okay, next question.
Impact on who's paying for LaVarne's bicoastal travel? Who's paying for Tony and Jonathan's presence in June? What is the breakdown of expenses between the National Office and WBAI for the extra expenses of the turnaround?
Okay. The first thing is...
All right, coup, if you prefer.
The cost of Ali Lexa and Jonathan Alexander coming to New York with me were borne by KPFK, except for the travel expenses. But the salaries were borne by KPFK. I rehired Tony Bates for WBAI as a staff person for WBAI. LaVarne's expenses that are accrued by travel are overcompensated by the fact that we're not paying a general manager salary currently because she's not taking an interim general manager salary. She's working double duty as ICFO and general manager. So there's extra money in the budget, that budget line item that covers those types of expenses. Next question.
I asked that one already.
The next question. How ethical is it for Grace to be drawing a salary?
It's a personnel matter, not to be discussed publicly. Okay, you want to answer? You want me to? Okay. I've been advised that our lawyer feels it's totally ethical, and he's written a legal opinion regarding this. Ricardo DeAnda is our general counsel. He's right here. Okay? Ricardo DeAnda. Yeah. Okay, next question, please.
Okay. Next question is, when are we going to have permanent positions for the CFO and the GM? One person can't do two people's jobs.
Okay, Sandra, can you please answer that question? Repeat it, Leslie.
Sandra's not responsible for the IGM.
When are we going to have permanent positions for the CFO and general manager of BAI? One person can't do two jobs.
Okay, in response to that question, as the chair of the personnel committee, the search for a permanent ED and a permanent CFO is ongoing. As to the situation for the GM, that is the responsibility of the WBAI LSB to begin their search for a permanent GM.
Okay, what's the next question?
Why was the listener not provided with the necessary lease materials to review, to look for ways to rearrange the lease?
I don't know that answer.
What are the qualifications of our current interim executive director for her present position?
My qualifications, besides having run volunteer organizations and peace organizations as an unpaid volunteer, I'm also the elected chair of the Pacifica National Board. As there is no permanent or even interim general manager when I took that position, I, by law, have to be the acting executive director of the foundation as the board chair. And those are my qualifications.
Chair.
Is Steve Brown underwriting any part of this?
Not as far as I know. Okay, I've been on the board of directors of California Peace Action. I was the chairperson of the board of Southern California Peace Action. I was the founder and one of the co-chairs of the Peace Action Network of Southern California, which had 27 organizations in that network, including the Unitarian Church of Southern California, Pax Christi, the Immaculate Heart Community, the Islamic Center, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, New Jewish Agenda, the United Nations Association, and so on and so forth, the Presbyterian Synod, with one of the largest peace networks in Southern California. I was the co-chair and co-founder of that organization. Any other questions?
Why is there no capital campaign off-air recovery plan?
Okay. I think that that would be best addressed to the prior board and to the prior executive directors. Next question.
Next question. What's up with cash flow and premium fulfillment, and can we get the raw financial data?
What do you mean by raw financial data?
Well, I'm speaking for someone else here, but I'd say the numbers. Rather than the graphs.
Okay. I would address those questions to Jamie Ross.
Yeah, I believe that the basic financial data from which I prepared my presentations with are handed out in our local finance committee meetings, and they are public information to the best of my knowledge.
Okay. We will make every attempt to have the financial data posted rapidly. And we will request that the treasurer of WBAI post that financial information for WBAI on the WBAI website. Okay? All right, continue. Next question.
We would like a line item on the central services overhead charges.
What does that mean?
Again, I don't know. I'm reading
the
question.
Actually,
not
I believe right. That question was from a board, a director, and actually I answered it. I discussed it with her, not with the board.
Okay, can you explain it and answer it?
Andrew, what was your question exactly that we discussed? It was about
the... I needed to know how the central services overhead charges were broken down, since we are all, each of us, respectively in our areas, to pay 19.5% towards those charges, including, so I found out in talking with you that we have personnel costs that come out of that. We pay consultants and insurance, all of the personnel charges that we have to have are paid out of that 19.5%.
Yeah, I believe we went over the basic broad categories that were on the chart, and Andrea was interested in specific numbers which don't show up in the income statement, like each job.
It's just the category, and I wanted to know, how do you break that down in order to charge us this?
Okay,
you're asking us to come up with an extra day to raise monies and stuff. So I want to see how this balances out.
Yeah, one point that I made is that when we reviewed the budgets, we should get the salary breakout for the national office and the other units, which will give us that information, but I do not have it at this point.
Right, and I think that's what the people were asking.
Okay, thank you for that, Jamie.
Yes.
Okay, now next, Leslie.
Why wasn't I.O. Harrington and her union told why she was fired, and why are you refusing to meet with the unpaid staff union?
As far as I know, okay.
First one, why wasn't I.O. Harrington and her union told why she was fired?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know why she wasn't told. Okay. I don't have the answer for that.
Hey, Bukin. We're going to repeat the question. Bukin.
Why wasn't I.O. Harrington and her union told why she was fired?
Banned, not fired.
I don't know that answer.
All right, why was she banned is the correction I'm getting. Why was she banned from the station?
I'm not letting her answer that question.
Let us answer. Let her answer the question.
On the advice of counsel, Ms. Williams is refusing to answer the question.
Okay, next question. Next question. Next question.
I have one more question.
Very good.
Andrea? I have one more question. Do you have any more that I missed?
Let's look.
The last question on my list, and I want to double check with Andrea here because she was taking notes too.
Okay, right.
Last question on my list is, why did you refuse to meet, and are you refusing to meet with the unpaid staff union?
Who's that question addressed? The unpaid staff committee.
It's addressed to our IED.
It should go.
The IED.
It should go to Laverne.
Oh, Laverne, excuse me. I'm getting a correction here. It's Laverne. Why is Ms. Williams refusing to meet with the unpaid staff union?
One moment, please.
Everybody.
One moment.
Everybody, just chill.
Okay. No. No.
One moment.
No
please.
One. No one has presented to me any information to say that whoever this name is for this USOC is a union. I mean, is it a union? Is it a committee? So if you.
Okay. That's That's it. We're out of time for this item.
Thank you.
All right.
She's fine. She's a lawyer.
Andrea, don't miss any questions.
Okay, we're bored. We're taking a 5-minute break. This agenda item is over. The 15 minutes is over. Hello? Okay, I'd like to have Serena Shakir give her report as the chair of the WPFW Local Station Board. Is Serena here? Serena? Here we go. Please, please, Show Zarita some respect. She's the chair of the WPFW local station board. Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we please give her the floor, please? Hello?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, friend and foe. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Okay. My name is Zarina Shakir. I'm the chairperson of the WPFW local station board located in Washington, D.C. And just before I start, I'd like to at least say that President Obama, for those of you that want to hear his name at all, and I have an open invitation for you to come to Washington, D.C. And we would love for you to come and do just what you're doing at our station right now. Okay. But that was not, I'm going to bring out the teacher in me now. That was not meant for you to respond to. Okay. So thank you. Thank you, Grace Aaron.
Hello.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. But I do have to tell everyone that I was not aware that I was going to give this report. I was just asked. I got a text message as I was walking back from Fifth Avenue around 3:30 that I was asked to report. And Grigsby Hubbard, our interim general manager, said something to me out in the hall. Did you know you were going to do a report? But the good thing about this is I know how to speak extemporaneously, okay? And I could speak for an hour, but I know there's some people here that wouldn't want to hear me for a minute. But that's okay, too. I was asked to speak about our local station board and some of the things that we're working on. So I will give the 5 minutes that I have, the 5 to 7 minutes I was asked, to the positive and the negative. The positive is that we do have a wonderful local station board. And the unfortunate thing for us is, as I mentioned at your April meeting out in California, WPFW was not having some of the issues that some of the sister stations were having, some that you all have up here at WBAI and some of the other stations. But there are a couple or three or four or five people on our board who finally, after 4, 5, 6 years, decided we need to have some trouble going on at our station. And so they found it, but they didn't realize that they also have people like me who are going to continue to work on behalf of our station and our network and to make it grow. Now, we all have some issues. We all have problems. And I'm going to get to a couple of the issues that we have that are sitting on this board right now. But I would like to at least address a few things that will bring you up to date to where we are as a local station board. Our committees, we may not be bringing in all the money. We may not be in the black, and that's literal and figurative, okay? like we used to be. But we did have a track record for bringing in quite a bit of money and then sending money to the central fund to take care of stations that were having some difficulties. Right now, I think the United States of America is having problems financially. Oh, wait a minute. I think the world is having problems financially. So our network is not the only one suffering, if in fact we are. Our committees, development and outreach, we meet every month and we are planning fundraisers so that we can get out of the black or the red, okay, and go further. Our technology committee, programming, committee of inclusion, and finance committee are also up and running. Now, let me come to our MASS committee, which stands for the Management Assessment search committee. That's the committee that looks for a general manager and the program director. And one of the issues that we've had with that committee and the person, let's say, who's chairing that committee, he kind of set some parameters. Parameters that we didn't all necessarily agree to, but one of the parameters, because that committee deals with, as I keep hearing here when questions are asked, personnel issues. Well, excuse me, with personnel issues, with those being confidential, they're supposed to be a statement that is signed for a person or people who are going to be on that committee. Well, one of the people here said, well, I'm just supposed to read it, and then I sign it. No, there are six other clauses or bullet points that have you responsible or obligated to certain things. It's called fiduciary responsibility. And you mean to tell me you think you're just going to sign a statement just because you read it? Well, let's just take it out to the street and ask the wino out there or the person from the UN to just sign that, and they'll say, well, what is this? This person knew what that was all about. And if you're going to be bringing in a new general manager or letting one go, for that matter, or bringing in a PD, and you're getting sensitive material about these candidates, then surely it is not supposed to be spread to everybody, which that happens with two of the people on this board who are part of our board. It just seems to be that confidentiality is just a word in the dictionary, and it doesn't mean anything to them. Well, that's most unfortunate. Now, moving on, because I have a few points. Ron Pinchback. We all, those of you who knew him and know him, he's still alive, we all have a Ron Pinchback story. Some of us may have several Ron Pinchback stories. But it wasn't that he was released, dismissed, fired, let go. What is the word? What word do you want to use? It's how it was done. And lynching sounds like a word that we can use for a lot of things. He was released in a most ceremonial fashion, sort of the way they walk some of the corporate criminals out of offices these days. They just tell them, today's your last day, get your stuff, oh, and we'll escort you out to make sure you leave. And they escorted him out. Now, there was a man with melanin in his skin who came to do the job. Okay, I don't want to say brother.
Serena, yes? you have a fiduciary responsibility.
Oh, yes.
To not speak about personnel matters.
This is not the personnel.
The hiring or firing or dismissal. Excuse or any me, kind
Grace.
Of process.
Excuse me, Grace.
I'm sorry.
It's Grace. This is I don't improper. Know. I don't know the personnel part. We're talking about the process. What happened
the
and how it happened.
The process is confidential along
no, it is
with,
not.
With the whole thing. Ricardo. All right, go ahead, say whatever you want.
Okay, say whatever I want. Okay. So I'm not going to linger with this particular issue. The only thing that I wanted to say is it was about the process. Now, if you want to keep saying it's a personnel issue, if he had fallen down the stairs or been pushed, would that have been a personnel issue? You know, the point is that our listeners have been calling us, have been calling the station, calling some of the board members, asking us why. And we keep telling them we don't know. And, of course, they're looking at us like,
Well, why should we even give any more money to this station when you can't give us any answers? I mean, that's what people do, you know. So it's about the process. We don't want to know why he was fired. I don't. I don't want to know about his salary. Well, good. But, well, good. You just go on and take care of your business then. But in the meantime.
Okay. Serena,
I was asked to
please,
speak, and I'm
please wrap
I'm
up
finish.
Your report okay. because we have a public comment scheduled for 5 o'clock.
Which I will be back up for then.
Okay. Very good.
I just wanted to say that we had no idea. I was never contacted through email, which I get numerous emails. I'm sure many of you do, that we had an interim general manager. And I'm not trying to implicate him in any way because I knew him, Grigsby Hubbard, before he came into this position. But that unfortunately has kind of torn whatever relationship, friendship, or association we had. I asked him at an open meeting a week ago, why he had come to two of our previous regular LSB meetings. I hadn't seen him in years, and all of a sudden he's coming to our meetings. And I said, are you running for the board, or are you getting ready to come to the station or something? And he said, no, never. And then a month later, he's the interim general manager. Okay, well, you know, I know that's a personnel issue, but I just wanted some answers, as did the people at the Plymouth Congregational Church, who were all asking him that question before I even had an opportunity to say anything. The last thing I want to point out here is we have two people who are allegedly representing WPFW's local station board, Lucette King and Billy Ray Edwards. Billy Ray Edwards, well, maybe I'll start with Lucette. She got her votes after 6 years of running, and she finally got in, thank God. And Billy Ray the same, they finally both got in. She got 5 votes to get on this big board. Billy Ray, and it was all open information, so it wasn't personnel. Billy Ray received 2 votes. Now, the person who won over both of them was Campbell Johnson, who has not been seated yet on this board. He got more votes than both of them combined, but he was not seated because we were told, and you know this, Grace, early on, it was about the amount of days, 365 days. Then I saw an email recently that said, no, it was about the fact that the person didn't have enough knowledge about the board and that it wouldn't be fair to bring somebody on who'd only been on the board supposedly for 8 months. I want to look around this room and see how many knowledgeable people we have up on this board. Okay. So with that being said, and yes, you, Billy Ray and Lucette King, can say whatever you want, but when I get back to Washington, D.C. for our August meeting, this will be at the top of the agenda. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much, Serena.
Madam Chair.
All right.
Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Thank you.
Madam Chair. That was not public comment. That was the general. That was our LSB chair report. I have some questions for her. She impugned my reputation, and I have a couple of questions for her to straighten it out to the people that's listening on the network and in this building.
Okay.
You know, Bukie.
I'm going to allow...
Dialogue. Is about dialogue. If you're not going to allow me to defend myself, then why are you going to go through that like that?
Tommy,
I've been on your side
okay.
of the fence. I'm not Tom, baby. Ask these people in here that know that I've been out there with you.
Okay, please, order. I'm going to give Billy Ray a minute and Lucette a minute if they wish, as because they were personally attacked and their names were used. Go ahead, Billy Ray.
Listen, I have been out there in 1999, and as people in this room know, that I know what political theater is all about. I saw the best theater today that I ever seen in my life. Now, let me say something to you right here and right now. We're supposed to have dialogue to get to a point of understanding what it means to have local autonomy, lack of local autonomy over your mass communications outlet.
Order,
everybody. Some of us on the board really don't know the whole story, so I'd like to hear from
you. Order, Bookie. Allow me, man, please.
Okay, you got it.
Listen, it is unfair. It is unfair because I think personally that.
Thank you.
I think you got a good argument. You want local autonomy. You don't realize that I've been out here since 1990 fighting local autonomy. Ronald Reagan took away local autonomy for everybody, all the citizens to control and own the airways in this country. That's what I've been out there in the street to do, fight. And Serena came up and said to that, I only got 2 votes. I don't care how many votes I got. I know in 2006, I ran for this board and I was denied this board by the same type of chicanery. And let me say something else to you. This guy, Campbell Johnson, that was elected to this board. Campbell Johnson.
Billy Ray.
It was no quorum at WPFW. That man was not elected to this board.
No, Billy Ray.
And all I'm saying to you.
Just respond to this.
Billy Ray, please don't make any libelous statements or slander statements.
But all I can say to you all, look, we cannot solve anything if everybody's heated. And we need to have some dialogue among each other so we can straighten this thing out. I mean, y'all got a problem that's around this whole country and don't even realize it. You're looking through a funnel. You're looking at a funnel over the issue.
Okay, Billy Ray. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. You know what? It's 2 minutes after 5. You can have public comment or you can just yell and scream. Do you want to have public comments or not?
You should step down.
I don't know. I didn't make up the list. Who has a public comment list?
There is a.
Give it to me.
There is a.
Let's hear Lizette. Let's hear Lizette.
There is a thing called fiduciary responsibility.
There's no list.
And there is a thing called loyalty.
All right. Line up and make a list for public comment. Make it at the end of the table, please.
Fiduciary responsibility. You go behind our back every day, you said, to this national board. You go behind our back every goddamn day.
Don't CIA sign it.
Yeah, sit down. Because you go behind our back every day to this national board.
Are we going to hear from Lizette?
No, we don't need to hear from her.
Lizette, are you going to?
I've been asked to sit down, and that's what I've done.
Give it to this girl.
Okay, Rico, who's the first person on the list?
No. It's Lizette, I'll tell you. Oh, please, no.
Okay, we're starting public comment.
We need to hear from Lizette.
Okay, you're out of order. Please sit down.
Lizette,
get, make public comment if you wish. Okay. Okay. You can talk to her privately.
I don't want to talk to her privately. I want her, she's got an audience here.
Stop.
We're waiting on her.
Okay.
We
I'm recognizing the person at the microphone. We'll give 2 minutes to Luzette at 5:30. At 5:30. Okay. It's time for public comment.
Hey, Luke, I'm Luzette. I'm gonna wait for you. I got some place to go, but I'm gonna wait for you.
John, take that camera out of there. It has to be behind the thing. Okay, go ahead, speak. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. Would you
Pat
like
Logan.
To say your name?
I'm Pat Logan.
Hi, Pat.
And I, as I said this morning, I support the changes that have gone on thus far at WBAI. I am very dismayed by what's been going on here, that the board is not able to conduct its business because... the board is representing me and other listeners who want the business to be conducted. These people here do not represent by any means all the listeners. The disruptors do not. They represent some listeners. I represent some listeners. I wanted to comment on Grace's report from this morning. I feel a little uncomfortable with some of the things that were on it, the discussion, so much discussion of Arbitrons. I want to make sure that while we carry Pacifica forward, that we also maintain a strong link to the mission, that we have programs that educate people, not music segments with little tiny informational or editorial segments in between. That's not the Pacifica mission. I want to make sure that we have debate and discussion between all different segments of the progressive and even the left liberal communities. I trust the board. I trust that the board is going to make sure that those things happen, that you people put in an executive director who will stick to the mission, that the WBAI LSB will put in a station manager and program director who stick to the mission, and if that does not happen,
time.
The listeners will stand up and speak out.
Thank you. Okay, next speaker, please. Are you next? Go ahead.
My name is Ken Nash. I'm one of the stewards of the unpaid staff organizing committee, the organization that LaVarn doesn't seem to have any knowledge of, even though we've sent numerous emails to herself and yourself also, and all the members of the PNP, talking about our grievances and asking for a meeting over the last 2 months, which she's never responded to. If she had a question about the organization, she might have at least responded to us to find out more against the organization, which was recognized by Pacifica in 2002, who has a contract that was signed in 2003, which is posted on the WBAI website, which we have sent to her, which was discussed last night, which she doesn't seem to know anything about. We have had contacts and grievances and meetings with every executive director, every general manager of WBAI and Pacificus since we were organized in 2002. Everybody has met with us. We've done grievances. We've had almost had an arbitration last year. There is no reason why we shouldn't at least be responded to. There's no reason why we shouldn't have grievances. There's no reason why we shouldn't go to arbitration. LaVon, I'm asking you right now to respond to us. We need to have a meeting with you. LaVon, we need to have a meeting with you. We're the unpaid staff organizing committee. We've been recognized. We have a contract. We need to meet with you.
Okay, you're at time.
Please give me a call. Please. LaVon, please. We are from the unpaid staff organizing committee. We have been trying to set up a meeting with you for 2 months. You're not even listening to us now.
Okay, you're at time.
LaVon, please, let's respond to our emails. We'll send you another one next week.
We're out of time.
Please get in touch with us.
Okay, next
person. We need to talk with you. We are filing grievances. We need to talk to you about them.
The next person on the list is
My name is Paul Durienzo.
And the next person on the list is Io Harrington.
Okay, I thought it was myself.
Move it, Buster. Move it. All right. So I'm Io Harrington. Some of you may have heard some things about me, some of them true, some of them not true. I've been a listener since the 80s. I was interviewed many times on WBAI for my community work in the 90s. I've been in front of the mic and since 2002. I have produced On the Count, the prison program at WBAI. And you all already know I've been banned by LaVarne Williams. Very specifically, she says that she revoked my building pass. All producers have that to get in. It's not like a big thing or a special thing. And also, I was banned from the air, and I was banned from the station. There is absolutely – he's passing out my thing to all of the people. Can you please let him do that? They need to have it. Sorry. Anyway – I have filed a grievance.
He's our secretary.
He's the secretary.
Whatever he is,
all right. So I want you to know that nothing occurred, no incident. No conversation, no discussion, no nothing whatsoever. Just one day somebody calls me up and they said, you know what? Did you know you were banned from the station? And I said, really, it's a mistake. Looked at my email
seconds.
The next I'm sorry, it's got to be a little bit more because people keep on interrupting me. The next day, I filed a grievance, and I have not heard anything back yet. And what I'm saying basically is it is really unacceptable and not tolerable for LaVarne Williams to ban somebody from WBAI, which is unwarranted and unprecedented. It just doesn't happen. There are people who have stolen things, people who have physically attacked
your time
people,
is up,
and they're still there. So I am asking this board to restore my ability to participate in all station-based activities, including the local station board finance committee and my program that
your
I am prevented from doing.
Paul Durienzo.
First of all, my name is Paul Durienzo. Secondly, WBAI has a union. It's called AFTRA, the American Federation of Radio, Television, Artists, and that is the union, the official union, that was voted for by almost the entire staff of WBAI. It was the closest thing I've ever seen to a unanimous vote was for AFTRA. I think, and I brought up this issue 10 years ago, and I bring it up again, it is a shame and a travesty that the union members of WBAI and Pacifica are not represented on this board. I think that you went too far in making every single board position an elected position. We have to have appointed positions on this board. We have to have much longer terms on this board. We must right the extreme wrongs that were made. We would not be in this situation right now if this group, and most of the people here, some of you weren't here at that time, hadn't driven Utrice Lead out of power. We would not be in this situation. All right? I love the fact that people can come here and speak, that people can come here and they can say, I'm going to finish, but give me a second. that people can come here and say that this is about rights for African-American people in management, and at the same time have been guilty for driving a woman, African-American woman, out of power in this institution. I think that is the height of hypocrisy and must be dealt with. But more than anything, we need to have our union members represented on this board.
Thank you.